Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
I don't know if I've ever come across this before in politics in this country, but at the next general election, we could have a situation in Dublin where you'd have two candidates of the same name in the same constituency battling for the same votes for the same seat. And they both join us now. Owen O'Brien, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Good morning,
both very welcome to Drive Time.
Well, therein lies the problem, isn't it? How will you both differentiate from the other Owen O'Brien? Because we have here Owen O'Brien of Sinn Féin and Owen O'Brien now of the Social Democrat Party. Isn't that right? Owen O'Brien.
It's as simple as that, Cormac. We're in two different parties with two different positions.
So this is Owen Sock Dems.
You can say that, yes. O'Brien is a very common name in Dublin. O'Brien, like descendants of Fiacc McHugh O'Brien. So perhaps it was going to happen eventually.
Yeah. Do you reckon, how will you differentiate Owen O'Brien of Sinn Féin from Owen O'Brien of the Social Democrats?
Well, on a serious point, Colm, I mean, first of all, Owen and I know each other well.
Sorry, let's get the names right here. It's Cormac.
Cormac, apologies. There's too many Owens in the room, obviously. No, look, I mean, first of all, Councillor Owen O'Brien, as we call him locally, and I, we know each other well. We've worked on many campaigns together, including repeal and marriage equality. And in fact, before we met each other, we were often confused for each other from people who didn't know us. But look, Sinn Féin has a very, very strong track record in Dublin Midwest. Both myself and Mark Ward, both individual candidate recognition and party recognition, were clearly a different party to the Social Democrats. So I have to say, I have no difficulty Owen being on the ballot. I wish him the very best, but we'll be campaigning to win the maximum number of seats in the upcoming general
election. Who'll
be
first on the ballot, though?
My understanding from listening to Teresa Reedy, one of our eminent political scientists, is where the names are identical, she understands that it would then be decided by the drawing of lots from the returning officer. But look, the electorate are smart. They know the two Owens were both
Hang on a second
known.
Here, because I don't know if that would satisfy. Can I? So what? How do I address you, the other Owen? Councillor Owen O'Brien, will that do?
Councillor Owen O'Brien is fine.
Is that okay? Yeah. And yeah, it's very confusing. Would you be happy to be second then on the ballot, Owen O'Brien? Councillor Owen O'Brien?
It's lots is what is proposed. Deputy O'Brien has proposed also that we, myself and him, have a duel with paper, scissors, stone, and that could be a solution as well. But ultimately, you know, the voters will decide that there's publicity being generated about it, so it'll come down to the policies.
I think you said Sock Dems Owen O'Brien or Councillor Owen O'Brien. You've a PhD, so you could be known as Dr. Owen O'Brien, couldn't you?
We could try that, Cormac, but research doesn't have the same status as being a medical doctor in Ireland.
Yeah.
So we won't be going on that one.
Tell me this. Fair play to Fionnán Sheehan of the Indo. He's the beady-eyed political guru who spotted this in social media and it's made waves. Is it significant at all that the names are spelled in Irish? Oh, no, Brin Sinn Féin.
No, we were both christened with those names, and I often say they were good enough for our parents, they're good enough for us and the electorates. So, Councillor O'Brien stood in the local elections, and obviously one of the questions the local media were asking, because like so often is the case, they're way ahead of RTE on these crucial stories. But they had asked the question as to whether it would be confusing. I have to say, as somebody who was out campaigning, and in fact Owen and I bumped into each other on the campaign, I don't think it was confusing at all. People who wanted to vote for the Sinn Féin candidates voted for the Sinn Féin candidates.
Yeah, but how do they know? Like
I know
Sinn Féin will be written on the ballot.
There are photos on the ballot sheet.
You know, I know that, but not everybody is as beady-eyed, and they just look for Owen O'Brien quickly, and they might give you a number one or a number 10 or whatever the case may be.
Let me tell you, Cormac. People guard their vote very, very carefully, and in fact, all the statistics show there's always a tiny number of errors and unintentionally spoiled ballots. Mm. People go into the ballot box and they pay very close attention to the candidate, to the party, to the policies and to the track record, both in the Dáil, in the council and on the ground. And I have to say, I have no concern whatsoever that there will be confusion.
Some people here are saying, Sock Dems Owen O'Brien, that you look quite similar as well.
It's the policies which differentiate. We both have glasses. It's a unique occurrence, Cormac. You know, I grew up in Clondalkin and Owen moved here over a decade ago. And it's people in Glendalkin have got used to it. Two Ona Brins are better than one, given we're both politically on the left looking for progressive Ireland.
Yeah, but hang on, so you threw that in there now. You're saying that you're the original Ona Brin.
There's many ways to look at it.
But you speak Irish, Ona Brin, do you? The
South End Ona. Yeah, Drastamere, Cláiste Killian, the Dundalcón. Could you put the Muintir Cronan?
Okay, so Jaitachtas a Owen O'Brien na Gaeilge, or you could put change your name to Irish Ona O'Brien, which would make you English Ona O'Brien, Sinn Féin Ona O'Brien. Would that work in any way?
You've been very provocative now, Cormac. I have to say,
I'm trying to find a solution. Look, people can. Let me know by text 51551 if this would be, genuinely, if it would be confusing. What about a constituency change, either of you? Sock Dems Ona Brin. I mean, you're coming back home, I know, but the other Ona Brin has a seat in the Dáil already in that constituency. Did it occur to you that you might run in a different constituency?
But my focus immediately, Cormac, is the local. It's Glendalkin. Glendalkin's a microcosm of Ireland. We've the issues with housing and healthcare and education I want to work on. So the first thing is the local elections, and I know Glendalkin well, and I want to build our group on South Dublin. For the national, it makes more sense for me to stay in the place I know best.
Mm, okay. And I'm told, I see your conundrum there, all right. An English Ona O'Brien, I'm told that you live near Irish Ona O'Brien. Does that cause any problem?
Not at all. In fact, on the couple of occasions that on post have accidentally delivered his mail to me, I was able to pop around to his ma's house and make sure that he got it. But look, Councillor O'Brien is right. What people care about in these elections is housing, is healthcare, is Irish unity, is cost of living, is good quality pay. They're the issues, including and along with our track record in the Dáil and on the ground we'll be campaigning for. And I know this will give us a little bit of light relief, and that's more than welcome given the year we've had. But elections are a serious business. They're about who wants to be in government. And I'm actually hoping the general election will come before the next local elections, because we desperately need change to get rid of this disastrous Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael government and have a real government of change led by Sinn Féin, but along with other progressive parties. So we'll be campaigning on that basis, and if the two Ona Brins have a bit of crack on the way, no harm in that.
Okay. One texter says one solution is to use the middle names. Now, I ask this with trepidation. What Ona Brin of Sinn Féin, what is your middle name?
It's Rory.
And by God, please, Lord, deliver us one slight difference. What is your middle name, Sock Dems Ona Brin?
It's Dara.
Din diddle 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 din diddle 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 din diddle diddle. I'll tell you, in terms of wrapping a conversation like this, it makes my job a lot easier. Ona Brin, Gura Míle Maith.
No habere.
Fáil sé ar the Cormac, an dasfáil de Dhéanamh.